Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I will meet the two main actresses of Sevi, directed by Craig Goodwill, screening here in the Festa Mobile, Marta Gastini, Natalie Tipton. So, welcome girls.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you.
So, first of all, a very basic question. How did it start for you, both this adventure in Turin?
Do you want to go? I want
you
first.
Go first.
You win.
I was attached to Sadie for a long time. It's been 2.5 years, I want to say. The first time I read it was in 2014 when I was living in New York. And I read they asked me to read for interest for Francesca's part, of Francesca. And I did, and I really liked that she had a really unique turn at the end, and that was going to do something that I hadn't done before in a film. Shooting in Italy also seemed pretty lovely to me. And then I kind of, honestly, I put it aside for a long time. My show got canceled. I went and did other films. And I kept meeting with Craig, and one day he was like, you should play Sadie. I see you as a Sadie the more I get to know you. And I didn't know that the film was going to happen, to be honest. And all of a sudden, we were casting Francesca and casting Alex, and it happened. We were here. And I think it was like up to like a few weeks before coming here that I still didn't believe it was going to happen. And I still was having a hard time committing to it because it had been so long. And that doesn't... Usually they fall apart. I don't... No, yeah. That's very cynical. But
it happens.
It does.
A lot.
It happens a lot.
Independent cinema, especially. In Italy, we're used to it.
Yes.
I mean, working...
Yeah. And then also that the fear of realizing, like, oh, this is going to happen, and this is a really intense movie that I signed up for. I had my reasons for taking it at first, but now all of a sudden, like, I'm going to have to actually commit to doing some really insane things on screen. At least I'm in Italy. And, you know, the benefit of all of that is we had people like Jakob and Marta, because in those situations, I don't think I would have... Had they not been attached, had I not gotten to speak to them, had I not felt that they were great people, I think I would have bailed. Maybe. I'm kidding. I wouldn't have, but maybe.
So, Marta, did you become Francesca?
I became Francesca, let's say, a year ago. So it all my adventure started a year ago while I was ending another adventure, because I was on set shooting Questi Giorni that we presented in competition in Venice this year, and I received the sides for the audition for Francesca, and something happened because I read the sides and I was like, this looks interesting. This character is
too.
And difficult sides.
Difficult sides.
I remember we Skyped right after my audition. I Skyped with Anna Lee, and I was like, "You guys sent me the most difficult scene in the script because it was a long monologue." And she was like, "Yes, I'm sorry because I had to go through it as well," but it was fun. And Francesca is a character that I really loved because of all the levels that she has. You see her at first, and somehow she looks like a child, or anyways, childish. She looks like the one you need to take care of.
Yes.
But then she has a secret. She has a darker side to her. And so I became her... Just having the courage to look into my darker side and just let it happen.
In a way, there are two Sadies and two Francescas.
Yeah.
In a way, yes.
Yeah, I'd say Yeah, that was the hard part is figuring out the balance between reality and like nightmare dreamland and the good and the bad of those. I think
But as I was discussing with your colleagues and with Craig, I asked them, and so I ask you, can there be found a balance between love and passion? Also, you know, it's Jacob and it's Valentine character. I mean, they could be either the good or the bad. Jacob accepts you in your darkest secrets, but Valentine. Yeah. Well, that's always what we're seeking.
Craig and I disagree on a fundamental issue on the script, and I have no problem saying that. One of my things going into it was there is no sex shaming allowed. There is no, like, I'm sick of seeing women shamed for any sexual views that they have. And it was really hard because Craig, it's really hard to communicate to a man anything. That's terrible. I'm kidding. I love men. No, but, I really do. But it's with Craig, it was really frustrating for me to always be like, there shouldn't, like when we were watching the edit and they would have like shaming sounds or it'd be edited in a way that like drew attention to the fact that she was into these like horrific things, and she was mortified, you know, when there is a limit. But I think just simply having passionate sex and liking to dress up or role play with it or do whatever Sadie wants to do with it, I didn't want that anywhere in her journey. For me, her journey was about the fact that she had killed the love of her life accidentally, but it had nothing to do with her being ashamed of like what she liked to do in bed. It was really important. That was very much out of it for me, and I tried. It was a battle that is obviously still ongoing, but I think with passion and love, to me they intertwined, and it was more about love and forgiveness than forgiveness it was about forgiveness of herself. She didn't need anyone else to forgive her for anything, but it was forgiveness of losing herself, but not in sex. Sadie loves sex, and she, in my opinion, can have lots of sex however she wants.
What about Francesca? How was your process? How was doing this process with her?
Well, what I thought at the beginning, I have to say, I was a little concerned because of the because it was very difficult to find a balance in what Francesca was exactly. So she definitely is similar to Sadie. So she is a woman that feels comfortable with herself, with her body. She feels comfortable with sex and passion. And what was my process in depicting, let's say, this passion towards another woman was simply thinking that passion is passion, love is love. It doesn't mean anything. The person, the sex of the person you send your passion towards. Francesca, like Sadie, she loves playing. She loves feeling something strong and having fun, let's say. And also she needed, in a way, to be that way to conquer Sadie. And I do believe, in a way, there's not only passion between them. In a way, they love each other. Mm-hmm. And they're like friends, but very intimate friends. I mean, and you understand at some point that Francesca is very much part of Sadie. Yeah, so she is Sadie.
Well, and the way that we approached that scene, was very much, when we had talked about it, was very much like, it's just loving each other. It really is. Because we had never, neither of us had done that on, like, in a film ever. And so we, how do you make it in, not seem like you're emulating, you know, it should be different. It's a really hard thing to have to learn how to do. It's not necessarily natural. Learn to do in front of a camera crew. But I think both of us, we have a little shot of whiskey. the mantra that we had was like, just love each other, love each other's bodies. Like, every boy, every mean person has said against you, has made you look in the mirror and question yourself and wonder if you're beautiful, has made you cry or feel like just that you absolutely have no confidence whatsoever. Just take this moment to love every part of what is beautiful about being a woman. And that was really important. And I think that came through before I tried to strangle you.
Yes, exactly.
And that's not spoiler. Thank you, girls. They're killing me outside because I'm sure they're waiting for you.
We went too long.
Thank you so much for being here. Good luck the film. Thank you, Annalie Lipton, Marta Gastini for Sadie, directed by Craig Goodwill, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.